Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, plenty of quick stories today, beginning with the news that Her Majesty and Prince Philip have received their COVID vaccines. The vaccinations were administered on Saturday at Windsor Castle. A spokesperson said, "The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh have today received COVID-19 vaccinations. To prevent inaccuracies and further speculation, Her Majesty decided that she would let it be known she has had the vaccination." Meanwhile, Kate Middleton turned 39 years old and received the message from the Queen's Instagram account, wishing the Duchess of Cambridge a very happy birthday today. Via People, Prince William visited homeless shelter The Passage on three separate occasions ahead of Christmas. In a photo shared by The Rooftop, William sports a mask and apron as he sorts supplies into paper bags. The Passage tweeted, "Because we thought you might need a good news story, if we've learned anything from previous lockdowns, it's the willingness and determination of so many to do what they can to help. We would like to thank staff and volunteers for their work at this time." William first visited the charity in 1993 with his mother, Diana. Less charming is this next story, in which we change gears quite a bit. From the Mirror, Princess Diana was reportedly told to wear a wig so that she looked like Camilla in a bid to spice up her sexless marriage with Prince Charles. In a new book, Robert Lacey claims that Diana would look to get Charles drunk in the hope that he would want to take her to bed. He has said that Diana used to joke with her friends that this was one of the only ways she could get some action in the bedroom. Diana would both bemoan and joke about the bedroom boycott with her girlfriends. "Perhaps she should try to get Charles drunk one evening," she suggested, in hopes of encouraging a bit of princely legover. When saying that she would look to get him drunk, her friends would say, "You know what happens to the vital organ under the influence of too much alcohol? Brewers droop." Lacey wrote, "How about turning down the lights and wearing a blonde wig?" asked one of them. "That way he might mistake you for Camilla." Diana roared with laughter. After time and some useful reflection, she had come to accept the reality of her husband's lady in his life. We'll be back with more in just a moment. More from Robert Lacey speaking to Elle, who asked him what the most surprising tidbit he learned had been while researching his book. His answer? After William spoke to Harry about the need possibly to slow down in some way with Meghan, he got a brush off and then turned to his uncle Charles Spencer, Diana's brother. This has never been known before and is a revelation of the book. It's important in a couple of ways. It's interesting, isn't it, that William went to his uncle on his mother's side and didn't go to his father. It does confirm the modern basis of the rift. The other books have talked about the rift, starting with William suggesting to Harry that he slowed down his relationship with Meghan. There has never been any solid proof of that, but my book brings in proof about Lord Spencer, and it's been confirmed. It showed we don't exactly know when it happened, but that was the essence of the argument. You could certainly say William had a lot of justice on his side. We do not know the details of what he said to Harry, but if he pointed out that this woman that he, Harry, loved was a self-made Hollywood celebrity and a self-made millionaireess who created her own celebrity, a self-sufficient woman like this who was ambitious and campaigning her belief in women's rights and her wish to promote social change. These are radical initiatives, radical impulses. Do they fit inside the rather safe and conservative British royal family? If those are the sort of objections and queries that William raised, well, events have proved them right, didn't they? This was a woman who couldn't fit inside the royal family, so as a result, she's no longer royal. But let's finish up with some fun. Hello Magazine shares the royal family's favourite treats. Kate, wonderful as always, says she enjoys curry, definitely, before clarifying that William wouldn't eat it with her, as he is not a fan of spicy food. The couple added, "It doesn't usually get ordered to the palace. We tend to go pick it up," before jokingly adding, "not ourselves." Her husband enjoys chicken masala. Love that. A bit of flavour. Not a vindaloo man, put it that way. William also says, "Everyone loves a Nando's," before adding that it had been a while since he had treated himself to a burger or pita. He then joked, "In fact, the policeman who's on with me again today, he's the one who gets me the Nando's the whole time. It's his fault." Meghan says, "I could eat French fries all day long. It's all about the balance. Because I work out the way I do, I don't ever want to feel deprived. I feel that the second you do that is when you start to binge on things. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle eating." Harry also says, "I could eat French fries all day long." That's a joke, folks. Harry is actually like his brother and loves Nando's. In 2013, the Mirror reported that the Prince picked up a late-night meal from the Fulham restaurant in London. Ordering a chicken burrito with extra cheese plus creamy mash on the side and a double chicken wrap with fries. As for Her Majesty, according to The Sun, Elizabeth is rather partial to fish and chips. Sometimes treats herself to dinner from the local chippy when staying at Balmoral. A footman is reportedly sent to pick up her meal from nearby town, Ballater. And there you have it. Follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue and good times.